because I want to be known as a Prime Minister who has been trashed, who are just appalling, scandalous at making promises and not keeping them, who have been hopeless at maintaining the public's trust. And I want to be known as someone who promises
cuts to education, cuts to health, change to pensions, change to the GST, and cuts to the ABC.
Jesus knew that there was a place for everything and everyone's place to come to a
Canada. I've seen the disaster by saying one thing and doing another, and we immediately say, oh, we got it all wrong, we've now got to do all these different things. Well, I know that people hear different things. Someone can say something and people hear different things.
Look, that concludes my carefully scripted press conference. Thank you all for coming. Look, I'll take just one or two questions and then that'll be it, if you don't mind. How about a bloke's question?
Prime Minister, what was the last movie you went to see?
the last movie I went to see was I can't quite remember the name of it now, but had Russell Crowe in it, and
was it Man of Steel?
It was not Superman.
Was it the next three days?
You've got me.
The next 3 days?
No.
Noah? Was it Noah? Was it Noah's Ark?
That was fantastic. I particularly enjoy movies that are based on a true story. That'll do it for now. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies, and
how you can make one promise in 1 month and then completely change it the next.
Well,
what happened in that month where you had this sudden explosion of vision?
Well, again, Kerry, people will make their own judgments about me, and if you know, I know politicians are going to be judged on everything they say, but sometimes, in the heat of discussion, you go a little bit further than you would if it was an absolutely calm, considered, prepared, scripted remark, which is one of the reasons why the statements that need to be taken absolutely as gospel truth. But all of us, when we're in the heat of verbal combat, so to speak, will sometimes say things that go a little bit further. But the thing is, I made a statement in a radio interview in February, and then I think in March, I made a commitment to paid parental leave. Now,
which was the opposite of what you'd said
well,
a month before.
Well, it wasn't absolutely consistent with what I said the month before.
It was the opposite. I 1 month you say no new tax, okay. The next month you say a $2.7 billion tax.
This is an argument that we could well have had in March, and we did have it in March, and a lot of people pointed out back then that there was a bit of inconsistency, and I accept that.
Are there two Tony Abbotts, the real Tony Abbott and the Tony Abbott, who tailors what he has to say to whatever audience he has in front of him?
I mean, people will make their judgments of me, Kerry, and I accept that, and I understand that, and some of them will say, aha, he said this, and then he made a commitment on paid parental leave, which is not completely consistent with that former statement.
It was the opposite.
Some,
it was the opposite
and
of the first statement.
And some people, Kerry, will judge me very harshly.
Well, I'll put that to one side. Let me just say, you've had your say. Let me, if you wouldn't mind,
sure,
do you have anything else you'd like to say? Let me just repeat.